A7. Now, take one issue at a time and estimate where the other party's starting position is going to be. Your starting position should be balanced with that of the other negotiator. For example, say the ideal price you would be willing to pay for the other party's product is $50 per unit. If you estimate that the other party's starting position during negotiations for this price will be around $70 per unit, then you should balance this starting point with an entry position of $30 per unit. Make sure that your entry positions are not unreasonably overambitious. This could upset the other party and hurt the negotiations process. However, if every issue gets split 50-50, both sides might feel cheated at the end of negotiations. Numbers are just one part of the whole deal.